What's up? You are listening to the Mason Crosby Show, and we are presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. You know where we're live from if you're listening, or if you are streaming us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. But we're live from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. We were diving into all the Hall of Fame game highlights, which, you know, there were many of them. I thought Trey Lance actually played pretty well. I don't get overly excited about preseason games, but I have a great story about the Hall of Fame game. I think Tommy probably remembers this, and I wanted to ask this as I was watching it last night too. Ask fans, ask listeners, anyone that's involved. I want to ask Tommy, what did you think that year? I think it was 2014 maybe, where we were playing in the Hall of Fame game, supposed to play in the Hall of Fame game. Brett Favre had been inducted the night before. They messed up the paint on the field. We decided, and Jordy Nelson was our NFLPA rep at the time. He was like, we cannot play on this field. So we canceled the game. But here's the irony, and like why it's we had to wait for our plane to get rerouted and come back. So we didn't play in the game, but we sat there in the locker room for about 4 hours as if we had played the game, waiting for our plane to get back so we could head back to Green Bay. So even though we didn't play in the game, we had some funny moments. I think Brad Jones, we're waiting on him to get on. He was involved and he was there. I believe we were talking at the softball game about that Hall of Fame memory and that moment, and how we were kind of losing our minds in the locker room, playing games, doing ridiculous stuff. So I can't wait till he gets on. We'll ask him about his experiences in training camp, remembering games like that Hall of Fame game, all of those things. But I'm going to dive in right now until we get Brad in, just thinking about what training camp, what these preseason games mean for the players, for the guys trying to make the team, for what it means for a veteran guy. For a veteran guy, like now, especially with three games, they're trying to play these young guys as much as possible. I mean, you see guys just not even dressing, not even showing up, not even being a part of it. And I think it's an opportunity for guys to get rest. They get out there, they throw the ball around, they move a little bit, but it's a recovery day. Training camp's long, the season's long. I think it's great that they finally shortened the preseason, even though they did add a regular season game. It is positive that the preseason is a little bit shorter and that they've actually just said, like, all right, we don't need our star players playing in these games and risking injury. Let's just give them a day off. Let's let them recover. Let's let them get their bodies and minds right.
Yeah, for sure. And we have him now, former Packers linebacker Brad Jones, joining the Mason Crosby Show here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law Offices. Football guy, the wolf Leonardo DiCaprio wishes he was of Wall Street. Really one less hit in the border brouhaha because of yours, yours truly here. Mr. Brad Jones, how are we doing today?
We are doing fantastic. Just your friendly neighborhood hedge fund manager, you know?
Exactly. Who knows what Brad's doing? I mean, he's just out there making money. He called me the other day, Brad, and you're like, no, I'm just walking around Midtown, you know, no big deal. But you know, my hammy's hurt from playing in that softball game. So
yeah, it's true. It's true. My hamstrings hurt. I was walking around Midtown, and I realized that I felt like it was day six of training camp, and me and you were both back in Green Bay. So I feel like it was a timely conversation for sure.
It was. But, yeah, you forget that my hamstrings rarely hurt during training camp because I was not doing
What is supposed to hurt for you then? Isn't that like your whole thing is your leg? Like, right?
Maybe on my day off they'd be a little, you know, a little tired. But, I would just stretch and recover.
Nothing Brett, that golf can't stretch out,
exactly,
I guess.
Exactly.
Nothing that golf can't stretch out for sure.
So, yeah, Brett, I've been telling my perspective of training camp, and you know, just obviously, like I'm a football guy. I loved watching practice. I loved watching the X's and O's and kind of what everyone was doing, even whenever I couldn't kick the whole time. So it was just like I'm making sure that I know what's going on. But I'd love to hear your perspective of like kind of what training camp was like, showing up the first day, when that grind like really kind of hit and started, and like kind of what your experience going through training camp was as a real football player.
No, that's a real stuff. I will give you the frank and honest truth is that Training camp is miserable. It's miserable for most athletes, for most football players that are going in. But I do think that's the point of it. Is it, you know, it's a filtering mechanism. I think initially it was used as, you know, a training mechanism for players. But I do feel nowadays, or at least when we played, nowadays still, but when, you know, two-a-days still existed, it's a filtering mechanism for, you know, players who are maybe on the fringe, or even, you know, ingrained players who possibly have fallen off. It is, I think it's used to figure out who is the sharpest steel. And it, because of that, it is purposefully, I think, miserable mentally, physically, and emotionally, if I'm being very honest.
Well, yeah, exactly. You mentioned that we have Brad Jones on the Mason Crosby Show, former linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, and now current, you know, hedge fund, Wolf of Wall Street, all things. But, Brad, yeah, you mentioned two-a-days. So, yeah, whenever we were first in the NFL and, you know, still going through college, like, we did still have two-a-days. And, you know, the grind of that... there was a physical grind. I do feel like now it is a little more mental. Like, I'm watching some of these practices, and they're even doing, like, you know, jog through speed at times. Just, like, trying to get the plays, you know, just dialed in and, like, going through that, like, every other day. But, talk you know, to everyone listening about what two-a-days was and, like, which practice. And when did you expect, like a fight to break out? Like, which practice? Sure. Was it, like, day two or three of pads? Is that kind of whenever that was about to happen?
I think you're about right. I feel like day two or three of pads every year, purposely, either, you know, my old coach, rest in peace, KG, Kevin Green, would instigate a fight, or, you know, tell us linebackers to pick someone.
You better bring it today.
Yeah, to bring it today, to try to gang up and beat the hell out of, excuse my language. But, yeah, I feel like two or three of pads also, I think you're a week plus in, so everyone's body is starting to feel achy. The not great sleep for a few weeks is starting to get into everyone's head. And yeah, I think day probably two, three of that, it kind of boils over, to some altercation. And again, by that time, everything hurts. Everyone's in and out of the cold tubs every day, twice a day, you know, it definitely boils over. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's I was saying too, and I want to hear your perspective on it, because I kind of always expected, and it would be a barometer of, like, our intensity and where our team was. It was like you almost expected, like, an altercation in that time frame, because it's like if you didn't have one, I felt like maybe guys weren't pushing or working or doing it as, you know, going as hard. It was like,
what?
You need that. Were you? I can't remember, Brad. Were you a guy that would instigate fights, or were you just kind of, would you hang on the fringes and, like, you know, kind of, you know, get in there if you needed to?
I think that's a great question. First off, that's insightful, is that I do feel, to your point, that, like, it almost, if it didn't boil over, it meant, like, the intensity of where we were at the time maybe wasn't in the prime region.
Yeah,
is that you kind of... Yeah, you kind of almost did need the boil over to let everyone know, hey, we are all, hitting on all cylinders. But two, myself, listen, I played a long time. You know, I wanted to protect my body. So, you know, myself and a few of the other linebackers maybe occasionally would instigate, but, you know, we would try to really get the young guys to get in there
Start
the fight.
It's like the big brother pushing the little brother, like, towards his dad or something. Like, you get in there first, and I'll be in the back, just, like, you know, trying to throw little shots over the top.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, you may go ahead and make a name for yourself. I got to try to start 16 games here. Who do you want to be? How do you want to be remembered? That's what I used to tell the young guys.
How do you want to be remembered?
Training camp light heavyweight champ. That's what we're all going for. Yes.
Exactly. Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame, put you on the board.
And then there is another side to it, and I'm watching, like, Dallas Cowboys camp right now, and I think they've had like three fights in 3 days. They're just like, and there is another side to it where it's just like, those guys, like, I'm not sure what they're going to be. Like, is it just undisciplined? Yeah. Is it just reckless? Like, they have no control from the top. I saw them, like, actually line up and run gassers. Like, if that would have happened ever in training camp,
way.
I think we would have lost our minds.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no way. I think, again, to your point, man, there's a fine line of, like, you know, showing everyone that we are all hitting on full cylinders and prepared versus, you know, we are a very emotional, undisciplined team. And I think, walking that line, I don't know. I think too many fights, just it doesn't bode well.
We got Brad Jones, former linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, a longtime teammate of mine. I see. If you can see Tommy, I don't know if you don't have the video, but Tommy's wearing his Buffs hat. I'm bringing everyone around. Brad and I played together for a long time. I was thinking about this too, and just one more thing on like kind of that. What training camp is, I still remember McCarthy and I don't know if you felt this way, but it would just feel like he would almost have on his calendar a day where he would just lose it. Right. It was like, I'm just going to put this on the calendar and day seven of camp, I'm going to rip into everybody regardless of how they're performing on the field. Cause it was it would usually be if the offense wasn't clicking because he was an offensive guy. So it's if a defense would get an interception, and he'd bring everyone in, and it's just like, we're not trying. This is awful. And you're just like, was that scheduled? It just felt like it wasn't going all that bad at the moment.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think almost on schedule I think back to all the previous points is that to make sure that we all know and all are pushing ourselves to the max, like that the Pistons are firing maximally. Like, I'm just going to rip into everyone. Everyone, be reticent to believe that you're doing your best. Everyone go back, double check the film. I think there's a little, and in all honesty, I appreciate the show of it a little bit. I appreciate the show of it that, because I do feel like, and I'm sure I think you feel like this as well, is that during the season, I think the main enemy of the sustained success is success. That like short term or even medium term success leads you to believe as a player, as a team, that we have made it. And when you feel like you've made it, or you feel like you are God's gift, or you can't make a mistake, then you relax, and then the mistakes flood in. And so I appreciate that show of it, that even if things are going well, to kind of maybe lay into some people, make everyone double back through their playbook, make everyone double back through film, make sure that all your steps are right, all your lineups are are 100% efficient. I really did appreciate that.
Yeah, I want to ask Brad, I want to ask you a question now that you're you've been out of the game for a little bit. Do you still watch college and NFL football, or are you just kind of on the fringe watching it? Or are you like, do you dive in and kind of really get into it? Do you play fantasy football? Like, kind of what's your football world like now that you're not playing the game?
Yeah, I still, don't get me wrong, I still watch the Buffs and the Packers religiously, for sure. I don't get into the fantasy football.
Did you celebrate the Eagles winning a Super Bowl? You did have a year there, so.
I did. Yeah, of course I did. I celebrated the Eagles, winning. I'm happy for them. But let's make no mistake. Packers are my team.
I just want to make sure you said it, yeah.
Yeah, we are, we won a Super Bowl together. Like, the guys that I know and love, including yourself, we all played together for a long time at one place, and that place is still home for sure.
Yeah.
Brad Jones joining us here, former Packers linebacker. I have a question for you, Brad. And all the expectations and all these stories come from, 8 days of practice now with the Packers in training camp. I wanted to know how much from when you first come in, like as a rookie in your first training camp, to when, however many years near your last training camp, How much are you like listening and keeping an eye on stories and you know, highlights or whatever happened, or even just on a personal note, like, hey, I had a great day of practice today, like I'm gonna keep that going into tomorrow, or hey, you know what, if I didn't have my best day, like move on from it? How much does that training camp brain switch from year one in the NFL versus your last year in the NFL?
That's an interesting question. I think for myself, I can only speak to myself, but for myself, I was a perpetually, you know, anxious player. I was nervous and anxious that, you know, my play was perceived as, you know, maybe subpar by the coaches, maybe by the players, even in the best years I had. And I think, if I'm being really honest, is that I think that's a function of me. I think I'm the same way right now. Like perpetually, you know, nervous or anxious about, is this performance, even if it's deemed as great, is it as great as it could be? You know, can I be better? What are my mistakes? I don't think that changes. If you really, I don't know, and maybe Mason.
Well, that's how you have longevity, right? I think that's how it works. Like, you're always saying, like, is there some little piece? Can I get 1% better today? Yeah. I say that to Nolan all the time. I'm just like, dude, like, you're in high school football now. It's like, just get 1% better every day. Just find something. You've never truly made it, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad you said that, because that's how it feels. There's never a day, there's never a moment, there's not a year where you think, oh, no, I had X amount of tackles that year, and we started all 16, and blah, blah, blah. You never, ever believe your own hype, is that every single year, every single day in the off season, you're grinding down. And even in training camp, you're reviewing your own tape, you know, 10 times after the meetings. It is a constant, like, evaluation of yourself. And I think that's really the only way you have longevity, to Mason's point. I think that's the only way, is to be, and maybe it's not the only way, but it's the way that I know for sure that will work.
Yeah, it's the way. I mean, I think that's the way guys make it. Like, talent and, all of those things, the skill that you have will only get you so far. And then you have to have that, that will and that that mindset that you're going to chase it every time. And I'm assuming now with your business world, that's why you've been successful there as well, is because you're always kind of seeking, like, what is that next best thing, the next thing that I can go after?
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I think almost to the chagrin of some of the younger employees, that the intensity, I think, of myself is a little more than people have dealt with, I think.
Day four of work this week, Brad Jones is freaking out, man.
When do you have a fight? When do fights break
when
out
does
in the office?
When does the first hedge fund fight come in season?
Yeah. No fights at all. It's just, I think just the intensity I've had to, at least dial down a little. I assumed when I first started managing a hedge fund that everyone was similar to professional athletes like me and Mason. Like, you were so dedicated to your craft that you would give up, the rest of your life, and that even small mistakes meant everything to you. And when that wasn't the case, it was puzzling to me, intensely puzzling. We'll say that.
Intensely puzzling. I love that.
You seem like a guy who likes puzzles, Brad. I mean, you get something, a little crossword in front of you. I'm sure that you're not too worried about it. Brad Jones, former Packers linebacker, joining the Mason Crosby Show. The only guy to have been a guest on the Mason Crosby Show with more career force fumbles than Mason Crosby as well. Yeah. So take that with some pride as well.
Perfect.
And Brad, what are you looking forward to with Packers season coming up now here? Jordan Love, year three, got some exciting rookies on the outside now. They could have did that when you guys were playing maybe once in a while. If you're keeping an eye out on the Green Bay Packers, what are you the most excited about this season, Brad?
Honestly, Jordan Love. I'm excited to see him play this third season. Like, I'm very excited to see him play. I have huge hopes for the Packers. I might even, place a few sports bet. No, I'm joking.
Oh, wow. Okay, slow down, Class A. All right, slow down.
No, I'm excited to see him play in his production this year. I really am.
Yeah, I think we've said that a few times. It's like, that year three as the guy, as the starter. And I said it at the end of last season. I think the next step in his progression is taking it to where Aaron took it, right? Whenever we went and won the Super Bowl, where all of a sudden he is the franchise. He is the face. He is like elevated to a point where it's like it all runs through him. And I think that's his next step in the progression. And it sounds like whenever you hear him speak, whenever he's, you know, with his teammates, that's kind of where he's moving into. And I just can't wait to see his command of that offense this season as well. So I love that, Brett. Hey, man, really appreciate you jumping on. We'll get you back on during the season just to see how things are going. And, if you have anything investment wise that, you know, Tommy and I can jump into, we'll put a Mason Crosby show little line in there. So, keep up the good work, stretch those hammies, and we'll talk to you next time, buddy.
Gonna have to start a Crosby coin right here on the Mason Crosby show.
I was looking, Brad. It's crazy. We played together for 10 years. Between the Buffs and the Packers, which is a rare thing to have that crossover and be on the same team for such a long time. And it was special. We had so many awesome moments together.
We did. We did. I've known you since I was 18 years old, and it's always a pleasure every day to speak to you, for sure.
All right. I appreciate it, Brad. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
See you, Brad. There he is. Brad Jones joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. We got to get over to Jim Schultz, PAC show today, the director of golf over at the Oneida Club of Golf and Country Club. That'll be an exciting one there. It's a name that it's like golf and country club. It's not the Oneida Country Club.
Golf and riding club, too.
Riding club. Okay.
They used to have stables and horses out there. Yeah.
We'll ask Jim about it on the other side. It is the Mason Crosby Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.